This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Jock Brandis volunteered in a village in Mali 16 years ago, and while he was there, he found out the community really needed a peanut sheller. With some help and some research, Jock created the award-winning Universal Nut Sheller, and soon after, the organization, the Full Belly Project. Full Belly's mission is to design and distribute devices that generate income and improve lives in rural communities. Right now, Full Belly has a project in Chipata, Zambia, helping the community improve the food supply and make money through peanuts by creating 105 Universal Nut Shellers. Here's Jock Brandis.
We try to create efficiency, which is to say to get more product from a plot of land and from a day's labor. So we bring them in. We teach them either to make their own or we make accessible to them simple tools that get a lot more for their labor and land. Randy Shackelford here from Wilmington has been in Zambia for 4 months. We've set up a small factory to manufacture peanut shellers. We have a really good partner in a farm cooperative with about 10,000 members. So there's already a distribution, education, feedback network right there. And what he did was not just manufacture these, but to teach people a series of very simple best practices which would get their peanut crops at a safe enough level that it could get into the export market. If you want small women farmers in Africa to get a better price for their product, it had better be a lot safer than it is now and have some way to certify that it is ready for export.
In addition to teaching people best practices about peanut farming and distribution, it became clear that reading glasses are a surprisingly simple, cheap, and necessary tool for success.
It sounds trivial, but if you're an old person and you've been out in the sun, you're probably farsighted. And if you suddenly sit down trying to sort out the moldy product from the good stuff and you're farsighted, you probably won't catch much of it. We've had huge luck just with, you know, $5 pair of reading glasses can improve the quality of food immeasurably. Just simple things about handling and storing and largely just moving it off to the customer very quickly.
Full Belly's Zambia project is raising money right now to complete this work. At the same time, Jock is working on another project requiring donations of PVC pipe for foot-powered water pumps.
Jeff McKay, who's one of our designers, realized you can heat it up in an oven that's not even hot enough to bake bread, and it becomes all soft. It comes out like lasagna from the pot. And you can press that into amazing shapes in wooden presses. Very simple. And we've come up with a really good foot-powered water pump. It, you know, enough water coming out of this to irrigate more than an acre of land, and you can make it out of cast-off pipe that, you know, the construction companies throw away here every day. PVC pipe, 3-inch, 4-inch, and 6-inch. If you got this sitting in your garage, give us a call, and we would be delighted to get it from you, because the option of having a water pump for livestock or crops that frees you from the tyranny of the dry season, all of a sudden your economics and your health and, frankly, the health of the community gets a whole lot better.
That was Jock Brandis, the founder, researcher, developer, innovator of the Full Belly Project. Find details about the work in Zambia and the PVC water pumps at WHQR.org.